That was Nightbirds with Unavoidable Filth, kicking off another episode of Long Weekend. I'm John, thanks for joining me. I'm really excited about this one because I not only get to share with you a few words from the guys in B-Boys out of Brooklyn, but also a brand new tune from their upcoming album. I've also got a bunch of new stuff from Sprinters, Pretty Littles, 100 Visions, and more. We'll get to all of that in a bit, but first, here's Tony Price. We'll be right back. Brooklyn's B-Boys are a pretty tight outfit for a band that recently spent about a year living apart before getting back together to work on their new record, which is called Dada, and it's due out on June 16th. They're out on tour right now, and I got the chance to talk to the band about the process of making that record during a stop in St. Louis.
Some of the songs that we labor over the most don't turn out as natural. You know, it's like some of the best moments we have are from these demos, and like we recreate some of the ideas that we have from demos, like of us just like fucking up even, and we're like, oh, that's actually tight. You know, it's we got to redo that in the studio and learn how to fuck up, you know, or whatever. We're like, okay, like, and so it should start on that. Like, we do like some weird organic stuff that you want to take into the song and stuff. So I think, yeah, we're not too precious as far as like holding on to songs and being like, this has to, it's just like.
Usually like the most immediate thing is like the most appealing thing to me. So.
For this album, like almost all the lyrics I wrote were written right after we recorded the music. Yeah. Like there were like ideas, we sang some of the songs, but like none of the lyrics were all down. Like. I think Brendan was like more diligent about like having things like ahead of time, but even then you still wrote
a lot of the choruses, like say for example the song Another Thing. It's like I was like, we just hear the track and I was like, it'd be cool if the chorus kind of went like another thing. I was just like making up, and then I was like, it doesn't have to be another thing, whatever. And then we were like, wait, another thing. And then we were just like, yeah, it's another thing. Like Psycho, like all of our past EP, we were just like joking around with the riff, and he was just like, Britt was like, I'm Psycho. And I was like, that's it. That's a chorus. So it's just,
and with,
I think
with the limited time we have also, we're just trying to like crush it out. Like, okay, do you like this or do you not like this? Well, like, if you don't like it, then say this.
Yeah, artwork's due next week. Okay. Yeah, I'm like stressing about it. But I think just aesthetic-wise, it's kind of coming into its own. Like, I think it's like kind of evolving and I'm figuring it out more as we go, like what's working and what's not. So
also for this one, like we already had the name for the record. And so there is like kind of like an aesthetic to pull off just that off Dada. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, it gives you a good basis to a lot of inspiration of like stuff. I went to go to I think the Modern, and there's like a Francis Cabier exhibit who's like a French Dadaist artist, and his illustration and like typography work and stuff like that was a big part of the influence of the record and stuff. So.
I think it extends past even like the visual art aspect of it to where we like kind of enjoy creating our own world. You know, like we write all our own bios. We like incorporate all these different photography elements as well. So like,
even songwriting, it's fast, it's quick,
yeah,
it's stupid.
It's all pretty like lighthearted and fun. And, you know.
Yeah, just like being silly.
Get it out there. Get it over with.
It's also the thing that I respect about that movement in general too, was that it was, even though it was absurd and silly, it was actually trying to say something. So even though our processes might be like goofy to us, we still in the end want to say something. You know, it's like our songs aren't just about like taking a shit on the floor or something, you know, or whatever. Like, we actually try to say something.
Dada is out on June 16th. You can pre-order it now at the Captured Tracks website or on Bandcamp. But thanks to the guys in the band, you get to hear one of those new songs they were talking about right now. I love this track, and it totally shreds live. So you should catch the band if they come your way on tour. I'll put a link to those dates in the show notes. Here's another thing.
Cause I'm zero, rushing.
want to thank the guys from B-Boys again for being a part of the show. Really great to meet them. Thank you, as always, for sticking around. Hit up Long Weekend on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and let me know what you think of the show or what you want to hear on another episode. This is another new track by 100 Visions to take us out. Stay loud, and thanks again.